Hey Daniel, you can hear me
Hey,
now.
yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Okay, that's good. Okay, so let's roll, let's roll. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode from Jokes on You. This is a bonus episode, and today we have comedian Daniel Igwede. You all know Daniel Igwede is a first class graduate of Covenant University, and today we have Daniel here.
Game.
Daniel Igwede, how far now?
I'm good, man. Tolu, how are you doing now?
I'm okay.
What level are you in now?
Shit. I'm in 300. I'm in 300 level.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Man,
civil engineering.
Oh, okay. So you're in 200 level.
300 level. 300. 300.
But then you're in.
Yeah, you understand.
God will do it one day.
Amen.
You will finish.
Well, I go. That's one good. That leads me to my first question. That Daniel, you finished the first class. From Covenant University and computer science.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why then did you decide to venture into comedy?
Who's in comedy? Who?
It's you now.
I didn't know. I was doing me and this guy. Me and I was cracking jokes in secondary school. So when I came to uni, I just said me Meso. I don't know if you know Meso.
Yeah, Meso.
Not Meso Blue, the senior
Meshki.
So that guy is very silly. He was always cracking jokes. So me and that guy were always cracking jokes. Then I met this guy, Sakim. Sakim wanted to be cracking jokes too. So we just continued, you know, doing this stuff. On the side though.
But then you went all in. Meshki when? And you went all into comedy now.
I went all in.
Yeah, you're doing stand-up, you're acting, and you're also doing skits.
Yeah.
Unlike Meshki and Sarnight.
Oh, Sarnight, the reason why Sarnight did not do it is just, you know, it doesn't even... I won't say it doesn't have a bright future, but...
That's it.
Well, how will I put it now that you understand? The guy is really funny, but... The truth about you're a comedian, so you know that.
Yeah.
The whole comedy stuff is not as stable as
it seems,
you know. From people, you know, all these people that, you know, some people come and message you and say, bro, man, show me the way. Where? Me that I'm on the way, do I know where I'm going? Bro, man, I really also want to, get to where you, where do you know where I am now? Where do you know?
I look up to you.
So someone like Saki, I think Saki is a person that I think is a very practical person. So he wants to get something that he feels is concrete. You understand? Yeah. He feels okay, legitimate. Because the minute that for me, you know, in Covenant University, before you guys came, before the ME Booker and all this, there was all them SLK.
EBA.
There was a BA. Before EBA and SLK, there was a Oh My God. And there was this other guy, I've forgotten his name. Well, he didn't use his real name before him, my God. So those are the people that I started. So then EBA was not alone. He started with one guy they call Owo.
Yeah, I know Owo.
You know,
yeah.
This guy really studied this. Yeah,
no, before I entered comedy to Covenant University, I had to study. I studied a lot. I can see all their jokes from word to word.
This guy, yeah, a mad person. Anyway, that's the zero shot. That's the So Owo. You know, Wu and Ibi started together. Then Wu, and Wu is very, very funny. Very, you know, and he's very clean. His comedy is very, very mature and everything. But then he, because people, as in after some time, people just say, well, this thing, where is it going? Where is it leading us to?
Mm.
And they eventually get stable jobs.
Okay.
I know having a stable life is a distraction
to comedy,
because a comedian, you have to be on the streets. Mad, rolling tire, eating dirty bread, all this kind of that's the craft. So when you're not now doing that, when you're now trying to do all this, when you're trying to follow distractions like, you know, getting good grades, growing up, getting a family, all those distractions.
Yeah,
like,
but you
know,
got good grades now, Daniel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying now. That's what I'm explaining Saki to you first.
Okay.
Let me land. So when you're trying to combine all that, you know. All those distractions, such as, you know, making it in life, having a bright future, all those things, with the one you have chosen for yourself, it doesn't really. So Uwo now is in the US, is actually in Bank of America, man. He's getting some money.
That's really nice.
Getting some money that basketball team will see. Boss man, now how far the shoe?
Calm down, Daniel, calm down.
Wait, do you know? Yeah, do you know what it means to be in Bank of America and be earning in dollars?
Yeah, I know what it is in Bank of, because I wanted to apply to Bank. Okay, no, let's not talk about
it. You wanted to apply to Bank of America from Lagos?
It was for a Forex store. They
okay.
Some people that can, that are strong in Forex. Right?
Okay, you too. You're doing Forex on the side.
Yeah.
I imagine. I thought you were a comedian. I thought you were true to your art.
I'm true to my art, but you know as it is now. So we'll get to that. We're going to actually talk about all that.
Okay.
Yeah. So are you done with Saki?
No, yeah. So Saki too actually is in the US now. He's actually doing his masters and everything. No, as if he's not. He's still doing, and he's still a fantastic comedian. That was the last time he did one wonderful drama in his school. Mm-hmm. Like, he actually organized. Me and him, we worked on that script together. And when he showed me the video, it was perfect, man. As in, and for a Nigerian to pull that off in a white school, and they are all understanding what he's saying, and they are laughing.
Yeah,
that guy is, you know, he's very crazy. And you know, another thing, comment, it's not about being crazy, it's about being hardworking, being able to being committed enough to see your idea through.
Yeah,
so he has that. He has that thing. Mm. I would say he does not have any ideas, but he can see ideas.
He's what?
No, but then he's that kind of person. You can see it through to the end, man. That guy's, you know, it's very resourceful. Yeah, so I'm done with Saki.
So you?
So me?
Yeah, you got good grades.
Oh, yeah, that was by mistake. I didn't mean it.
Why? No, I know you're brilliant too. You're intelligent.
Mm.
You understand?
Who told you? All these things, did you study me?
No, I actually knew that you're actually very intelligent. I know.
No, man, I don't know. This is the first person. You're the first person telling me this. Wow, thanks, man. I'll write it down somewhere.
Yeah, but you graduated with the first class, and I think Timmy is also going to be another person that's going to be doing that very soon.
Are you serious?
I swear.
Hey, so that's the trend now.
Yeah, it's a trend, and I think I'm going to follow. I think. The thing is that
So why are people? Everybody's following that. So that.
Yeah, like you knew that. Like, I always tell you, like my best comic, my favorite comic.
I'm not serious.
I'm serious. Like, I legit say it. Like, you actually, you're like a comedian's comedian.
No, you're the comedian. You're my favorite comedian.
No, I'm actually serious. You're like my favorite comic. So we'll get to that. But I'm saying that, like, how was it? But were you someone like me now? I'm going like comedy and academics. I'm trying to balance it, but let me not lie, it's very difficult to balance.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Yeah, but so like during your time, how did you?
You know,
because I knew you were acting in CUTG.
Yeah, I was acting in CUTG.
Yeah,
I was also doing some stand up when I was bombing though. When I first came 100 level, 200 level, because people have a lot of guidance now. People have people can have seen so many things. And when you came, it was already like everybody was really accepting comedians, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But when I came, there was like comedy was not accepted because SLK had just left. So there was like a comedy drought kind of. So, and then AB was like the only comedian standing because who was now doing comedy as a, then he was just doing like MCing. He was also very good at MC, but he actually like left the comedy scene. So AB was there, and you know, AB has this kind of. Sometimes he wants to, you know, monopoly and all that kind of, you know. So I always got me to be like, hey, guy, have fun, I poop. And it's not like the way we are now, the way all of us can talk to each other and be very...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like that. So there was still some kind of barrier. You can't just walk up to someone that is established. As at then, they were putting all these barriers now. You couldn't just walk up to someone and say, bro, show me the way now. And they will now say, this is the way. So I actually went to meet AB a couple of times in his room and everything, and he would always be so, you know, so vague. You see, so how do I work on jokes, bro? You need to master it. Like, thanks. I'm going to do that now.
I did the same thing. I did the same thing when I came to comedy. I went to meet Ebuka. I was just looking for comedians in school, and I heard that Ebuka was the main guy.
Well, he helped you.
So I went to his room. I went to his room.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there, and then I was like, I want to be a comedian. So I think there was one other guy in his room. I think Chinat, one guy in elect.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think I repeated it to the China to that guy, and the guys started laughing. They're like, "Are you sure you're ready for this?" I'm like, "I can't try. Like, I think I'm funny."
Good.
He was like, so he started telling me experiences. So the funny thing is that the experiences were telling me, he was telling me, I already knew them. There was time I think Salem bombed in chapel. There was many, I've seen many, I've watched many people, many guys bomb in chapel. So he just, okay. So those things were very scary. But then he advised me
Guy,
and
do you
then
know
he gave me my
Salem? Do you know
first
Salem did not
platform.
even start off bombing? Do you know it was even like when I saw him bombing, I was like, "Guy, that was like he killed like 3 times," and
In
those
chapel.
and those 3 times, I was wondering how he didn't bomb those things. Like, you know, at that point, Conan was so desperate for comedy, so we're just accepting like anything. Do you understand?
Anything,
So
okay.
with
Yeah.
anybody that just has the confidence to hold the mic, they will just say thank you for trying. Because there was this guy 7K. I don't know if you ever heard about that guy.
I never heard
You
of
know, oh my God, I have studied comedy.
Yes. Who is
7K,
that?
my God, that guy was just the guy that he opened. He's actually the forefather, one of the founding fathers. You should thank him. He opened the doors for a lot of comedians with the way he bombed. Like, he bombed so bad that anything any other person in the world sees is funny. Like, it's not just a comedian. If you're a musician, you are an artist, you are a painter, whatever you do, people will be laughing. So thank you so much for doing what you do. Thank you for at least putting thoughts in what you do. Because there was a,
How do you expect me to know him now? He said he bombed, right? He bombed, he
oh
bombed.
he bombed. He didn't, and he was like, he started growing a cult following from bombing. So he was bombing so much
They
that
knew him. They knew him.
he started getting fan base. People were like, "Guy, how
Yeah, that's what I'm
would
saying.
you
Like,
bomb
you built
tomorrow?"
an audience, you bomb
Like, it's like
it.
people started working on like trying to master his craft. That how will I bomb like this guy? Like, how will I create such atmosphere of silence that this guy he
Guy.
commanded respect? Like, when he bombs, like everywhere will just be people stop booing. People just say, just understanding. Okay, man, mad.
This is style.
Before people were bombing, people were booing now, boo. But after something, it became serious. People were like, people started mastering it. People started looking at it like art. They were like, "This
Yeah,
is art. This
that's
is something.
art.
This is." There was a joke he cracked, and I can't forget that. That joke will stay with me. He said,
Ever
joke
laugh?
is too funny, man. He said, to, and guys speak pidgin. Unano say IDICE, because it was an ICE now. You know, engineering boys, I always a comedian. Unano say IDICE. But as I check my results,
I
I
see.
see F.
Okay,
Yeah, that was it.
that's
Punchline, drop everything. Work, routine, set up, punchline, act out.
punchline, act out.
Everybody.
That's all.
And as he dropped it, people just started reconciling with people they had differences with. Just started to. Life is short. We can't. What are we fighting for? If this can happen, if this can
Guy.
happen now, what do you want us to do? People started talking to people. Say, "I know that I stole your bucket, but bro, forget about it. I'll pay you back. Everything is. Let's just be friends now. Because this guy, who knows what if God can do this to somebody? Who knows what he will do to me?" So people started going back to their friends, started talking, you know, being friendly with other people that they have, you know, their beef that their ex is saying, "This life is too short, too. Life is too short. See 7K. See what God has done to a creation that he made. Who knows what he can do to me?" That thing really, he made a. It was a cathartic experience
And
for
so it
most of us.
was variety night.
Yeah,
I
variety
mean,
night.
variety night was regular
Yeah, it
then.
was regular.
Because variety night is not
Yeah, it
regular
was
now.
regular. So it became it's something that it changed a lot. Even lecturers started giving people extra marks. Say, "Man, you just see what happened like yesterday. You never know what can happen because only God knows what led him. Maybe the kind of depression that made him go into this. We can't let it happen to any other person. That happened to him now, but it can't happen to any other student." It was something that it was a big deal. That night, honestly, I went to my roommates. You know, all of us we pray together. It's something we don't do often.
Daniel, what were you doing at that
As at
time?
that time, so okay. Now let me tell you that. Let me put that thing in perspective. So, okay, I'll go back to the B. I went to B's room. I was asking B, "How far coming? How far coming?" He'll be telling me,
You have to master
"Just
it.
see, tell me 2 jokes now." I'm like, "What? Jesus Christ, bro! I just came to this school today. See my box. See my box there. I just finished signing my papers to enter my hall. What do you mean? I don't know anything about this. I'm asking you. I was doing it since.
He was in final.
He was in final. Yeah. So like, what do you mean? I should tell you two jokes now? Is it what? Is it exam? You said you're not ready for the game. So, but then I knew he was trying to be. You know, it's tough now because you can't just be. That was that his own way of doing it because it's very practical. Yeah. So I now could not do any. I didn't have any that kind of guidance. So, but people from FA that knew me already started calling me for events. Okay, you could come and do this one. 100 level loop. So I was doing those events. Do you know like the first like three events, I was just killing. Because I think that's like, you know, as a community, you always have like good luck when you first start.
Yeah. After that.
Yeah, but after you first start. Then you have the time for awakening. Yeah. You have a period where you now wake up. So I was doing shows now, yeah, brothers. So Una started talking to me now that this is what material is, this is what this is, blah 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 blah, blah, blah. So you know what I mean? So I now from who? Then I now went to CUTG. That's where I now met Devu. I don't even know about Devu, Michael.
I know Devu, yeah.
So that was the person that was like my mentor. That was the person that really actually helped me. Like, so before then, I not met Devu before I bombed. I now bombed one night. The night that night was big.
So was it because
No. I bombed that night, boy. Okay. I remember B was present there. B was too. I don't know. I won't say he was happy, but you know, maybe you know the way.
Egwide say truth. You know, Loki. Comedians are happy when they watch other comedians.
No. We're not happy when we see other comedians that we know bomb. It's comedians that we don't like. Comedians that we don't like. You see, we're here. They know your circle. If you see someone in your circle bombing, you'll feel like it is you. You'll be trying to help the person, you'll be trying to laugh.
Yeah.
You could try laugh.
Exactly.
Force other people to laugh for the person, made the thing work.
Exactly. That this is what he's trying to say.
Explain the joke. Trying to give him expo on the side. Guy, that one know they work. Use the other one. See this other one. But when you see you see someone that we don't mean you with.
one
thing that happened to me, one testimony I always share. One comedian, when I went to the comedy club one day, and the comedian is a senior colleague now. I was trying to talk to him because I wish I had to talk with the senior colleagues because I know they know more than I do. So I was talking to the guy, and the guy was just, he's snobbing. He said, where are you from? Convenant. I said, okay, carry your boys, come out. So I didn't say anything now. I went and did my own stuff. No. He actually even did first. He actually performed before me. So as he performed, and he bombed. And I went and performed and I killed. Only him came and met me and was saying, so Covenant, how is that school now? As a you got the pronunciation correctly the next time. Say Covenant. So how's the place now? My nephew would love to say let them go, let them learn how to not to bomb. So I bombed that night. So that 100 level, I bombed 100 level that night in 100 level. And when I bombed, knowing you bomb, you will be fearing Mike. I don't know if you ever bombed before. You've not bombed before.
No, you're like a
virgin now because you have guidance.
No. I was thinking to come to even bombing itself, but I actually bombed.
People have guidance and counseling. People are like in school of comedy now. That time there was no.
I bombed our own fashion show.
That time there was no. structure, so it's. You have to like your own mastermind. Do you understand? So, so that, and there were no many comedians to go for referrals. You're so tightly knit now. There's so many comedians. So that time we didn't even like you just be like the way people see their comedians is like volunteer. Yeah, myself, I they do carpentry, I they do this show. You know, I they do comedy too. You say, sometimes I they try. I tell you some jokes. Like I met so many people. Like I was looking for comedy friends. I was desperate for comedy. I was always only me until I finally found Saki one day washing clothes in laundry bay. Like I went to look for him. Like me myself, I was looking. Like he did a skit and just posted it on YouTube. As soon as I saw that skit, I started looking for him. Everywhere in school, I went around looking for Saki. I didn't even know he was on my floor. I just entered laundry bay. I just saw this guy washing clothes. I said, ah, and from then he became my guy. Say your name
that. That was what happened. I was looking for
Ibuka
one day.
So, after bombing that day, I now started looking for mentors because you can't just feel like that. So then I went to I met Devo. Devo now really shows so many, like just with so like a lot. And he was not at that time, he was not even a stand-up, he was mostly drama king. And that guy, like the way I looked up to, I still like till now I still look up to him because there was like there are things I saw in CUT that I had never seen before. Like there was never a time that Devo held Mike that it was not going to be mad. He was always going to something very stupid that people would start jumping and nobody knew who he was. That's because he didn't have a comedy person. He was an actor. So they would say CUTG is funny. Which CUTG is funny? Devo is funny, bro.
Guy.
The guy was and he had his book where he wrote his jokes. And I was actually just begging that, can I just use this one, please? Because I know. This is a joke he said, and I still remember it. I don't know if it's that funny now, but then. Woo! He said, this girl, she will do this and that. She's such a snob. I've been toasting this girl. She's such a snob. She can never respond to anybody. I said, even when they treat her, she will not respond to treatment. Woo! Bro, as a Dane, get out how many years ago, bro? That was about 7 years or 8 years ago, bro. You seen that thing?
Mm.
My head exploded, though. As I heard the joke, bro, myself, I wrote it down. I said, my joke. I said, bro. I will grab this joke. And the guy was saying, I should know his joke because he was very, you know, comedians don't like that shit now. Nobody likes it. And the guy was like, how will I think of something this great in my life? As I was like, bro, you are a beast. Like, you're walking, you're living, you're breathing. It. How do you do it? So I used to go and literally sleep in the voice room. And it was like in 500, I was like 200 level. So, because there was no EBA to mentor me. EBA left. EBA was feeling himself too much, you know, as at that time. I know as if, like, he's not a proud person, but he, like, you can't be the only comedian and not have some level of, you know, like, the only comedian. Like, he had to put these boundaries around him because he knew that, to create competition at that time would not be that smart for him. Because he was making, I think he was making a lot of money from CU. So when me and Sakina started making our money now, you know what we now did? We now started rushing. Because when people find out, there are some new voices now, they are really funny. We have seen this Daniel acting on stage. We've seen him do a couple of shows here and there. Okay. Let him, you know, so I said in birthday parties, just regular birthday parties in CAF. Not anything fancy, just CAF. I'll be there. And they pay me stupid how much. There's no 500, 1,000. To do birthday party in CAF. That was a regular for me. Just so people can know me. So I started getting like my set people to know, everybody call me. You need that a good guy to come on. So when I started getting to dinner level, we now became great. It was a night that me and Saki actually picked 3 shows in one night. Like, they called us for 3 shows. We were not learning. Like, there was no guidance. There was nobody to tell us, hey, don't do that. Like, so as at now, you know anybody that says, "Guy, do 3 shows in one." Are you whiskeyed? Even if you're whiskeyed, like, you know, for one show, you know how much rehearsal has, like how much practice has to go into one event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As at now, can you, as a comedian, pick 3 shows in one? Can I pick 3 shows in one night? I can do two. I can even do maybe 2 in the space of 2 days. But
the highest they booked me
3 in a night is outrageous.
At night, no afternoon.
Like, we really, they called us. They came. I said, yes. Mass come. I said, yes. Listen, but all on the same day.
Oh my God.
We killed it and we died too. And we slept in civil building. I can't forget it. We slept in civil building. Oh, because we couldn't go back to our hostels after killing it that much.
Okay.
You know when you kill it and you are also dead. We know.
Okay.
We bombed. it was amazing how we won. Because let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you the foolish thing we did. So because in our minds now, we became infallible now. We don't stand. And if you see the way people were screaming when we came, I thought I would become a superstar. I decided to do it on my own. After me and Saki, I did practice something else. I did something different. And that's the number one way to feel as a comedian. Not to stick to your material, but to do freestyle. To say, you know what, I'm a veteran. I'm an amateur. I know this game inside out. I would just speak using the environment to form my opinion on. That's how you feel. So I did it and I quickly understood that I was failing. And I left on to the next dinner. I know you can, when your morale is low for an hour, you can just come and pick it up back again. So you're smoking weed. So that one too was not the. Then the third one, we just no call, no show. We went to civil building and people were looking, angry people were looking for us. Angry people, I'm serious, yeah, I'm not lying. This is legit true because who has told me exactly the same story before? Like when him and Ibi, they bombed in chapel, there was an angry mob. That is good now. That's the thing about comedy. It's a flip side. It's either here or there. It's that you do so well that people are, there's a happy set of people looking for you outside to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you do so bad that it's an angry mob waiting to speak to you and tell you never to ever hold that mic. So it be to me that him and Ibi slept in chapel, but upstairs, that place where chaplains in the sleep, where they stay. Like his brother was, his senior brother was the one that actually came and begged him that he's an angry mob. And the senior brother was the senior, like was in 500 or so. He said, my set mates are outside there. I can't do anything to stop them. They want your head. You and the person that you performed with, the short one, they want the both of you to sleep with them so that they can see what they will do. But I have prayed for you that they do not do anything to you. So you please, if you like your life, sleep inside this chapel. Because under the shadow of his wings, the Bible says, he that stays in the secret place of the Most High, that's the chapel, shall abide under the shadow of the... So you are this way, this is the best place for you. Under the shadow of the Almighty here in chapel, where you performed your jokes. So they didn't sleep. So us two, we decided to sleep in civil beauty because that was the closest place to CAF 2. So... outside CAF up onto chapel, there were so many people waiting for Ayasaki to emerge. They can discuss business with us, you know. So we're there with I remember they were.
Did they pay? They paid now.
So let me continue. So I was drinking iced tea. Everyone drinking iced tea. Me and Ayasaki were sharing one bottle of iced tea that we stole from one of the dinners because that was our dinner that day. We didn't eat, we were thinking we'd fast and go and perform. So we were drinking. I think Zaki stole cake too as he was going out, as they were fighting us out. So we stole cake and we were drinking the ice. So we were on the chair that night, we slept there for a while. One security man came and said, "Alpha, are you guys knocking? Give us money." So like, now we are boys. Like, yeah, that one today happened. Like, we're not knocking, guy. We are men that are sad. We are sad. We are looking at the faces of two sad men.
There was no record,
bro. We couldn't go back to this time, man. We wanted to die, so we didn't sign. It's not like that was 211. So that night, after that night, I said that I'm done with comedy. That's what I told Saki that I'm done with comedy. Saki was saying, but I still did a couple of shows after, but though it was all this maybe quiet, all these chapel people that are friendly. Because I remember I didn't go to class for a whole week. And one girl now came and... when I finally came out after that week, one girl now came and said, "I'm so sorry. You look like the guy that performed at Mascom dinner." I said, "I swear. The way I denied myself, like Peter, I was so fast. The cock did not even know when he should crow. That was how fast I was. The cock was like, he didn't even give me a chance to... to know that you have denied yourself." As in, I said, "Bro, I swear to God. There's another guy in my level that looks just like me. His name is Great Momo." I called the guys. That's how wicked I am. That's how embarrassed I was. But after that, I didn't have the show. And that's when all the likes of Pooh were not like desperate for comedy at that time. Because us, who were meant to be responsible for the comedy, had gone into hiding and started doing all these underground shows just to get money instead of trying to entertain the school like we're supposed to. Started doing all these underground shows now. We're going to Kuwait, we're going to crack jokes pro bono for reflections for free. All those that's what we started using our talent for. You know all these people that have you watched these movies where someone is great as a radio presenter, then maybe he now says something foolish on air. That's like him, that goes into drinking and all this. His head now grows out. He starts looking for foolish jobs. Starts telling people, "Do you know I was a really poor guy? Shut up! Nobody cares about your past. All of us are here together." So that's how it was. Then me and Zagi were now like underdogs, but we're killing in CTG at that time. Shall we? Like, dude, we're now we just establishing ourselves as CTG comedians.
Yeah,
that's when Salem now. That's when.
So that's how he came back up.
No. 7K now started his reign of terror. People were now desperate for any other voice. Now, do you know there was a time David Ogbe was doing comedy? I don't know if you know David Ogbe. Bro, everybody started trying. Like, everybody started trying it out. They're like, I'll do it. Myself, I'll do it. Myself. Me too. Like, so many random producers doing comedy, and it was just desperate and sad. Then, we now... That's when Salem now did his stuff. As at the way we now,
but you know Salem's own was before the whole school.
Yeah, Salem bombed. Yeah, but he killed a couple of times before then, though. But when he now bombed, people now said we need a champion. We need someone that will help. But I was still sticking to my CTG because I knew I couldn't go wrong with writing material for acting. Like, yeah, I already became like David in terms of things I had in my book and everything. My book became famous at a point in CTG now.
Yeah, people knew it. So many people told me about it that we did have a book.
So, I had a lot of things in my book that I was going to see here, and I had all those haymakers that people would start shouting once they hear the hair. Yeah. So,
they told me one.
That's what I learned from the voice. I stopped because I didn't have a stand-up comedian mentor. So the one I had was one I was following. There was a acting mentor, a comedy drama mentor that I was following. That's what I was sticking to because until I got someone that was really a stand-up comedian to mentor me to show me how this done, I don't know how.
Yeah.
So eventually, when I left school, I now met this Pussy guy. I think I was doing IT. I met Pussy.
Yeah, when you left.
Doing IT. I met Pussy.
Okay.
And he started telling me about this and that, comedy here and there, how it goes. Oh, that's not always easy. Can you call? That's when I know. Okay. Then Ibuka now came. And Ibuka was now desperate to be a stand up. He didn't want to do. So, because, do you know, because of Ibuka's like zeal. There's no use this is exactly how it was when I came to 100 level, but because of little setbacks and our foolishness, like we were foolish to pick 3 shows in the night. Like, there's nobody that would not bump in with 3 shows in the night. You get, but I was thinking that it was because of peculiar to me that, you know, it's 3 shows in the night. It's not because you did, is how can you pick 3 shows in the night? Which can you do how many shows and you'll be tired? You can't do 3 because you are who. So it didn't make any sense. So I said, okay, let me stand up one more time. Let me do, you know, and started looking up one more time again. You get, and then we can always come and be junior. Me and Saki, because we wanted to become a stand up comedian as at then. Then when I started doing this, our radio show, did he tell you about it? We're doing this radio show. Me and Buka, like, we're not getting materials from there. People were calling us. Hey, they like this stuff. It was short-lived, though. It lasted just a semester. Half a semester, actually. Me and Saki had to go on IT. So we now left Ibuka there. Then Ibuka now started doing, like, his own stand-up. Do you get? Ibuka had... gotten guidance, like he knows how not to bomb. Digga, he has spoken to people that bombed before. Do you understand? So he knew how to go about, like, do you understand? How to dodge those foolish pitfalls that we didn't have anybody to tell us, hey, this is, you get. So we have to go and get it head on. You have to first fail before you stand up.
But where was Fage?
And Fage, I think Fage was doing on that. He did one event. I think I never saw him perform ever in Cover University.
He told me he did.
So I know he did an event. So the night I bombed in 100 level, when I was 100 level, Fage was there. So Fage was always coming to meet me, telling me that, guy, I'm very, very, he knows I'm very confident. I'm like, girl, I don't want to see you because you saw me bomb. I don't even want anybody that knows that I bomb around me. I don't care about you. I'm scared of you because I know that you know that I bomb. Do you know? Like, it's you know the feeling of, like, bro, why are you there? You're in 100 level. Like, I was performing for final year students. I don't know how the hell Phage was there at that performance. Like, that one was, like, the other one, the one in Mascom, was not like, I didn't really bomb, like, bomb, 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 bomb. Like, do you get? It was just foolishness. Then we left. Do you get? We didn't kill. Then we left. But this one was bombing. So I was like, you failed. So I needed everybody to have graduated. I needed to start afresh. And to see that Phage was there is a witness.
Phage was probably, he was probably not seeing the feeling of comedy. So he had to
Why the hell was Phage? Like, I was so angry to see that someone was there that watched it. I was like, who are you? I hated Phage for so long. I was like, this guy should graduate first. Whenever they're calling names of people that are explained, I'll be like, guy, Phage. I'm joking, before Phage come and kill me. Because you're trying to cover up all tracks that you feel. You know, if you try, if you what was saying that if you fail, cover up every this thing that you did. I don't know, Charlotte. You say so Phage is just a person. I'm like, dude, you're 100 level, why were you there? I'm like, guys, nothing. You were very confident. I'm like, yeah, I don't even care if you say anything good.
I was 100 level then.
I was performing.
You both of you in 200.
Yeah, 100 level. And I was performing for final year students. Yeah. And Phage was there, so I was wondering how he was at the final year dinner as a 100 level person. it just made me angry that there's somebody here, and I was like, hey, let this stay between us. I don't want to hear anything that will mar my reputation in this school. As far as I'm concerned.
As far as I'm concerned,
only me. I've not bombed yet. Nobody knows I'm bombed. So please, let it stay that way. But yeah. Phage saw me.
There was this performance that went viral. Although you didn't do anything. Do you know, like, when I first heard about you, then people were like, guy, have you seen Papa video with Egwede? So I was like, this is Egwede guy. So funny. I'm like, this is Egwede. So until I saw that video, so I was not wondering that, guy, what happened? Like, what happened there? You're about to climb stage.
I already had a joke. And they're not even good. Because I made them up the night before. And you know, till today, I don't even know if I can still do that. Those jokes. Because I was staying with Saki and a bunch of other fools during, like, convocation week. And that convocation week, I was on a roll. Like, I think I did all my best performances. In terms of like, I was doing so many foolish, like, and they were all mostly impromptu. You know when you're like, you've mastered the school, do you get? And people like are very comfortable with you. Your jokes tend to come out like faster. I don't know if you understand. So I was, I don't know what happened. I was that big. I was just like, we did this event. Did one event where they said the hooding or something. I was there. I performed. I did another one doing like TTG. It was just and like them. It was like Fadugba and Azu knew me. That's how foolish I was. How crazy it was already. Like Fadugba and Azu, they already knew who the hell this guy was. Like, why is this guy silly? So that night, in my mind, I was like, this is going to be the grand finale. I was not going to say anything good about cover events. I just wanted to impress my said guys just to see what everybody is thinking. All the anger that we have had since 100 level, just to bear it out. Do you understand? Just to talk about Azu. So I thought it was going to be like only our said guys and a couple of air schools and lecturers. And I'm graduating tomorrow. So they can't do anything to me this night. Bro. So I got on stage now.
No, when they called everybody started shouting.
I got on stage. I was loud. Pumped up. I was going to give everybody what they need to hear. Like, this is what they want to hear now. They want to hear that cover versus foolish. Everybody is this. Put a good time with this and those. Like, finish the first class doesn't matter. You know, they want to hear all those good stuff now. I had everything down. I was here to talk about snitches, talk about So I said, just go there with my people. I was just like, he was saying, guy, are you a bastard? Are you a bastard? No, no. So, and that is like, that was the reaction I was getting. I was, there was a day. I don't know if you ever watched Drama Nights, the Mao Bear. There was this joke that he said I should not say. And when I said it, the whole school was screaming. Yeah, that was that joke about slapping somebody. About, I'm not the chaplain, but I think the chaplain had slapped somebody earlier that day. Yeah, yeah. So and he came back to come and shout. He came to come and tell you to stop. That why are we acting like this? That we should be wise in the way we use our words and doing Drama Night. Like the
Did they
couldn't turn to me during the drama because they need to kill my morale for the next. I had other things to do. Yeah. But after that, they didn't let me act for a long time. But then there's an exam. I don't have an exam period. So I'm always out of, so I didn't even care. But they were all very, very worried. Like all the schools were like, dude, man, come on. Like they literally
but then
no, look, the reaction was not bad. The reaction was very, like, everyone was screaming. But it would throw them off now. And the next guy could even know, he didn't even know his line. I think it was a medium or something. I don't know the guy, I forgot him. But he didn't even know his next line. He couldn't see what he was meant to say because he didn't expect it. And they had actually begged because I told Sake the money. Like that was the joke. When the joke came was that money. Me and
Sake
was like, guy, this would be mad. I don't say it. But I don't know. So do you know? And I was saying it like the final rehearsal, and everybody said, "No, no, no! Listen to me, buddy. You're not going to swim." And you just in my mind, I'm like, "Yo, father, I am saying this thing because I saw everybody laughing." I'm like, "Nah." So I got there. Everybody was looking at me, thinking that nobody else was like, "But I don't want to show anybody your next move." That was time for that scene. I just said, "Woo!" Scene erupted. People just screamed. Everybody. And that's like, I think like the loudest reaction I've ever seen. That's like the loudest
reaction I've ever seen.
Like I saw people standing up.
You feel the vibration. Like, you feel the
and
wave.
People couldn't talk for like the next 30 seconds. Like the next guy could even see. That's how like you can't go on with the drama because of the ripple. And that's what I wanted. That was my dream. To be like Devo, to just stop people from Devo always had that thing because people hated acting with Devo because you know he would say something that they would not he would say something that they would not expect.
Yeah, I've
and
done
they
it.
Will not be able to follow. I've yeah, they will not be able to follow up with what he's doing. So that was like when I saw that happen, like I was so grateful. I was so grateful to God and Devo for all.
I did something like what you're saying, like that kind of thing. That was the last time I ever acted
with CTG. They won't let you do that. Well, no, CTG to me is becoming a little bit, because before they didn't used to let many things slide like that. You know? So when that happened, that was the same thing. Like, so the same way that day happened, like the same way everything I was going to say was illegal. Because what I said that day was illegal. I was indicting the chaplain in my stuff in the drama, so it's just too much. So that was exactly what I was trying to do. I was trying to just like open that final that dinner that day that Papa came. It was God that brought Papa there that day. Because I was trying to just open, just open the conversation onto what everybody's thinking in their mind. You know, even like it's all jokes. You know, it's not serious. It's not perverse. It's not. Yeah. I'm not trying to be mischievous. I'm not trying to be. I'm just being silly. Do you understand? But people, when every comedy, there's always some fools that take everything serious and start beating their chest. Saying, "Guy, you speak for me. You speak for me. My brother, I don't speak for you." After I perform all my jokes, and I'll say I don't have a job. But some guys come and meet me and say, "Bro, you like? Do you know how happy I am to see someone like myself?" I'm like, "Guy, I'm not like yourself. Bro, I have a job, bro." Dude. I'm actually doing well for myself. Why you don't feel like it? Don't continue staying with your parents and not having a job and be saying I'm speaking. I'm just saying so you can laugh. That's all. Do you understand? Don't get too excited. There are some guys like that now. You just spoke my mind. Why must parents be like this, man?
Well, guy, I'm actually joking. So, you, I don't mean
my mom. Like, no, bro. No, hold no, on.
Bro.
Duty is material. I realize this thing. I'm not saying my mind. Yeah. Don't let me say it. It's a bull.
So I saw Moyo.
Because you know he knows me now. And like at that time he was like we're cool before the whole saga came.
Yeah.
He was like he knew all the whole co- like he would use me to preach during DLD and all that.
Yeah.
But when that saga happened, I think I was making jokes on Twitter, so he didn't like me.
Like anymore.
Because come on, yeah, come here. What do you, where am I going to do? I'm going to shut up. Yeah, he did. He followed me. Yeah. Guy, I was going about that because I was, you know, as a comedian, you give you sacrifice, but you always think about is the laughs.
Yeah.
Is the laughs.
Yeah,
is the laughs you're going exactly. through. You know, yeah. Anything can be on lens of your family, your relationship, the laughs. The most important,
exactly, your
the most important thing is anything. The laughs. Get the laughs. You go back to your lonely, stupid life.
Get out. Were you funny? Exactly. Were you
go
funny?
Back to your that, life, that to your shithole house, and ask yourself, was this worth it?
Well, you know, Papa still laughed.
You ask yourself. I don't think he laughed. You know, Papa was so. The sermon after that was everybody was looking at me saying, "Goody, you're going home tomorrow."
You know,
yeah, but Papa started like, preaching. Said, some of you will not make it till tomorrow. Everybody said, "Goody, why now? Why did you say that to me?" Everyone said it to him. No, everyone's laughing. No.
But Papa laughs. Have you watched the video?
You know, because,
Papa
does good at it. You know, when I did this, the whole school was laughing. Like, everybody was... Like, that was like to them, that was like my best performance ever. And it was as short as that. Everybody was like, Igude, you no go kill me. You no go kill me. Everybody was applauding me. Everybody was telling me, good job. My Papa and I held my Kasaya preaching about waywardness. Indiscipline, bridling your tongue. When I said, looking at me, everyone
thought it was
now. There's some things you don't see. Why would you say because you want to graduate? These are the things that we're talking about. Now you will not make it till tomorrow. That's what I said. But Papa was acting very stern that night. So everybody assumed that he could have done the girls. Like, he was talking to me. He was talking about the boy. Because he was talking about... He said that some people have high hair. And my hair was high. Everything. So he was... Papa was literally describing me. So people have high hair. Wearing blue shoe. Because they want to graduate. Everyone like,
good day.
Tapping me. Girls. Guys, some girls are like me. They're just looking back like this with tears in their eye. But why would he say? Because it's just he made it this far. I got emotional. I got a day emotional. But when he now finished the message, I said, I see even day. Because you know, yeah.
Well, you shook him the next day now. He recognized you.
When I'm wearing, now I've barbed my hair.
Complication.
So when he finished, because you know that kind of thing, Papa can just say, "Now that boy that said, that's the end, though." People are just expecting.
Everybody.
People are just expecting that, but as it did not happen, I went back to my who said, "I continue." People are praising me on the way, bro. You too good. People are telling me, "Why did you say that thing, bro? How you need reason all these kind of things, man? Fast." I was on the brink of not graduating. You guys are saying how it is. Yeah, well.
Okay. So, what are you doing over there, like in Houston? For those that don't know, Daniel is in Houston. Why are you doing
Houston? No, I've actually moved to the US. Yes, so I'm doing masters.
So, Daniel,
I'm doing life afresh again.
So,
of course, I'm still doing comedy. I'm doing comedy to a Nigerian audience. I don't start going to clubs now because first of all they have all this drinking and things that I'm not very familiar with. So what I've been doing?
I've heard all these usual wedding,
church. Yeah, so I've been doing like churches, but because of this COVID now, it's most of those things I used to, so my gigs are on hold. Because I still have like gigs that I've been paid like for, but I haven't collected balance and I'm praying. You know, because of your money now, you join the saints and be praying against COVID. You know, some people are not praying because they don't want people to die.
Because they want COVID,
their money is being held down.
People are praying now.
Help me now. Come on, COVID, please. I need this money, man. Manga cannot pay until. So that's been the going.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Mm-hmm.
So now, like, when you were in Nigeria, when you were doing. So, are you going to still come back to Nigeria?
Oh, because of course, I'll still come to Nigeria. For that. Like, it's not like I can't come back to Nigeria. It's like I'm having I'm more of like a citizen of the US, so I can come back to Nigeria. Do you understand? When I want to.
Okay, but when you were in Nigeria, like I was comedy club.
The same thing. I'm coming, but this time at least with comedy club, thank God. I had SLK and I had D1 to show me the way.
Yeah. Devo
wanted to stick with acting for a while till he started coming. He started coming just recently. But I had SLK and I had D1. And okay, Posse was the one that actually introduced me to them. So I met SLK, I started trying to talk to him, tried to follow Roy. You know, but then, you know, the thing is age difference between the two of us is quite steep because it's not just we're not in the same age group. We know it's not like all of us, right? This guy did 19, so now 20, so now 21. Do you understand?
Yeah, no problem. I brought him in.
It's not like this guy is 20, this guy is 21, 20. It's like this guy is 20, this one is 27, this one is 20, this one is 31. That's the age frame between SLK, D1, and I. So it was big. So it's not like we don't talk. Do you understand? On a peer level, you have to have a lot of respect when you're talking with them. So there are things they can show you, but they can't show you everything. But Dion was very receptive. As soon as I met Dion, he took me to a wedding immediately, showed me how it's done. I slept in this place. Do you understand?
Damola did for me. But Damola is not my.
I understand. Damola is another person I finished the first class with.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that was the same as
you got
first class. I'm like,
sir. Because the first class said, Alpha, I'll punish you, idiot.
Gwede!
Guy.
Gwede. How you did that?
Because the first class guy said, I'll see a stupid voice.
I just enter now.
Because the first class, you can't say, okay, now I mean, they will discuss.
No,
I mean, they did. Who are immediately discuss
where you do here?
So
okay,
yeah, I did. I tried it once. Yeah.
And Alibaba posted your video yourself.
I forgot what happened. I did the first one. Yeah, I did the two. Did I pick a word or something? I don't remember. I qualified into like the, I think it was the, that word kicking first. I don't know. Actually, I left early that night. Yeah.
Okay, so like, mention your Nigeria. Top five comedians in Nigeria.
Nigeria.
No other.
Bovi, OK Bakasi.
It's OK Bakasi has to be there now.
D1. Yeah, D1 should be like my best. Actually, in real life. Oh, bro.
I've not listened to so much of D1, but if you have listened, D1 is crazy.
D1 is like beast. Like, I wish I watched like that.
Like,
I'm just like, guy.
Give me that phone on stage.
When I watch D1, I want to be funny. As soon as I finish watching, I just want to be funny immediately. This D1, Bovi, SLK, OK Bakasi. I like basketball a lot too because of how much it has done for the industry. Did you get? Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I
you passed with him one night.
Yeah, I spoke to him like it was very short. I met him another night again. I met him like three occasions, but like he's always just brief because like he's a very busy person. He's either flying out or something, so I'll just see how far. I'll see. Badman Bob or something. You see, he's very humble.
Very funny thing. Even I there was mm-hmm. day I just randomly DM'd Basket Mount. And the next morning I just saw him replied. I'm like, God.
Yeah, I remember then, now.
Another night, he posted, I reposted one of his videos and I was like, sir, I have a joke for you. And he told me to shoot mm-hmm. and I should send a voice note. I'm like, Mado. So the guy is, I think he's a nice guy. I don't know.
See, I told you just that one. That doesn't link with the conversation we're having. That's not people should do. You know the day. You just put that one, just chuck it inside quickly. Made the conversation just mad. But that one too is good, Sha. Thanks to Lou for letting me know all this good thing. No. I know, we understand. Those on Broadway. And I just shook.
Wow.
Boys, I thought it was only. There's nothing more, sir. Let's go with conversation as usual. So there's a day I met Trevor Noah. But anyway, Sha, let's continue talking, Sha. You think on sign off?
Let's continue. If I start, I'll not finish.
You think on sign me? Anyhow, Sha. Trevor Noah, the guy, funny guy, Sha. Funny guy.
Anyhow.
Trevor Noah, funny guy. Funny. Lou, you know, say that.
What?
I say you don't say that so you can talk. Trevor, somebody is talking. But anyhow.
Trevor, funny G.
That's what you can talk.
They spoke to him, had a one-on-one chat. Well, funny guy, Sha. Anyways, moving forward, what do we say? What are we saying now?
Anyway, let's move on.
Which one is that?
I want to play one of your performances at Untitled. I think it's one of my best parts. Let me play it.
Now, I got this. Like a fool, I got this guy. I went for one interview, of course. I'll stay there. So I was not there rehearsing for my thing. That's why I knew I had to leave that couple. Mom, I just came up and said, Jerma, what is coming out? I said, look, it was my empty of that couple. I said, the empty. He said, yes, with the best man win. I said, Jesus. I said, empty. Are you not even angry when I left your couple? What's coming? That couple just went down. You're very smart. This is a very good place to work. They come there to me that you promote me there. So we didn't get the job. So I know they promoted me. So at least now I'm in the 205. I'm just joking. I'm jobless.
I was just saying, I'm not playing. Christ.
Wait, how do you write your jokes?
What do you say?
Like when I write my jokes, people are always looking at me like, what's this guy doing?
Sometimes you get jokes when you're performing, so though. But I graduated from writing those punchlines that Devo, Devo was the one that showed me how to be writing punchlines in books, yeah. So I graduated from those punchlines, I started developing the punchlines into like material. So sometimes I'll have like a punchline, but I'll not put like a filler around it. And sometimes the jokes they'll be getting new things, they'll be adding things to themselves. Do you get? They'll be adding more foolish things to themselves as you keep on saying. Yeah. Like this one will be tight, this one will be wicked, this one will be wicked. So that's just from a punchline, I guess.
I think another one was the one you did on a folder. You see Daniel Legude folder. On the laptop, you see Daniel Legude folder. That was mad.
you now use it as a callback. I still watch his performance. Like, was it today? I still watch him. I don't disturb him.
And that laptop will not feel that person that sold it. You know, right? You get a new laptop, and the generation will be affected. You'll be so happy as soon as you see your laptop again. Say, thank you so much. Some guys are wicked. One guy came and messed me now. He said, bro, you see your laptop? Yes. Put your laptop like this. Yes. One guy is black. Yes. The side is silver. Yes. Charging port is not working very well. Yes. The keys are bad. If you thought you'd see some new lights, yes. Let me very sure it's your laptop. Oh, now I've got this folder called Daniel Liquidy Comedy. See, yes, that's the person. No.
No, it didn't really happen. It didn't really happen like that, but like It's still one of my guys. It's one of my guy's stuff. The guy was asking the guy that stole it. He was asking the guy that stole his laptop about his laptop. The guy couldn't describe it. He couldn't describe the guy's laptop give up. The guy was going to sell. He was going to sell the guy's laptop. Not the one that bust my lamp table actually happened. This guy, this is still so much. This is still not even at tutorial level. So all this is my experience at tutorial level. Like, because there was a drug pandemic. People were always using drugs at my tutorial level. So like almost all my set guys are using drugs. How do you buy the drugs? They used to steal laptops. And they don't only buy drugs, they buy people's laptops. I don't know why it's so funny to me, but it was so rampant. Like, I had to win the back. I wasn't cracking jokes at all, so I didn't know how to tell people these jokes. I tell like my guys in my room and everything. But the people legit just carrying laptop bags. I don't see a guy filled. He would not be carrying a bag filled with laptops going to sell it. Like, it's a normal occurrence. Like, I'm like, dude, are you a bastard? Why are they selling laptops in your bag with charger? The guy said, he's going to help his guy with his laptop. He's here still bleeding. What the fuck? You just pick. What the hell is it? Like, why are there so many laptops in your bag right now, bro? Please. Why are they so many? He said, it's good. And they help my guy. This one are for this guy, Marcos. This one are for this guy. DM is I'm not the tutorial level. This one for this other guy now. This guy for this one cheeky.
Yeah.
This one sadly, I'll go help you charge your laptop. So what happened to the charging port? My room socket on. So what happened to other rooms in this whole big hall that you can see that God has provided for you? No man. He's only the one in CST that makes sense. He followed that guy to CST because I used to be anxious. You know, the guy would be passing CST. I'm like, bro. This is CST. Girl, now look at me with one. This guy, who be this guy? So, and now this guy, I used to fool his face because he told me Sake was one of first told me that this guy's a thief, and I was so curious. As in, like, you know, when you don't do something, you just want to know about it. Like, if you're someone that doesn't do drugs, you always be reading about drugs to know what people are doing. So, I used to just want to know, like, why? How are you really a thief in real life? I should just study the guy. This guy one day actually even I was asking one guy the price of his laptop. But I don't know if he stole the guy. I don't know if he stole the guy's laptop. But I just put two together. Like, this little bastard might actually be asking him because he wants to steal his laptop and he wants to be sure how to sell it. So I actually use that as a material one day. That, bro, how much you buy this lab? See, man, now bastard can tell me see now 20k. So that's how I came up with it. Yeah, that's how I came up with that.
You see that? Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah,
I saw it on your one of your. Like, yeah, I remember. Guy, I'm not mad at it. That's what I did now. Like, hey, guy, you have switched off the phone. I've told you, you have switched off the phone.
Which is that? Oh yeah.
Those guys types of thieves. Those guys are like thieves. Guy, you have switched off the phone. I said you have switched off the phone. Safe man. Okay. Wow, I just found miracle. Daniel's phone. It's a miracle.
No, but that's stealing stuff. That's till today. Like, anytime I'm doing anything about stealing or duping, like, I'm always so excited to do something about stealing or because I saw so much. The guy actually stole my trouser, and I met him. I said, bro, you are literally wearing my trouser right now in real life. The guy looked me dead in the eye and said, boss man, this is not your trouser. Leave me. I said, bro, how? How can you lie? Bro, I swear. Like, I'm not going to take it back from you because you're already wearing it, but like, you're wearing it in real life. And you're just going to jump, walking around. How are you going to do that? And the guy looked at me like he was so convinced. That's how bad the job. Like, there was a day that they caught people that when they caught guys doing drugs and it's on real level, the guy, like, one guy actually wanted to jump from because it was in the ceiling. 400 floor, she was trying to jump from 400 floor to 100, like to his death. And it was all of us that had to start shouting, bro, don't come down, you will die, don't jump, you will die, just go home is better because, like, you're searching. Like, the people that they were entering the roof to catch him, and they already locked all the doors, he couldn't get, he was not trying to jump,
down from the sea. Like, he mm-hmm. broke, I don't know how to explain it, but he broke that, or that, that outer end of the roof. I was trying to jump down to 100 floor. Mm-hmm. I'm like, get, what kind of, mm-hmm. all of that, okay. that, we're not all 100 floor, just shouting to get dude, because oh, no, wow. he's high on weed.
Oh, wow.
This man, he seemed like his bunk, he just jumped from his bunk down to the floor. He'll stand up and continue going to where he's going. Mm. I said, bro, just go home. It's better. Don't die. And the guys, seriously, man, they had to carry all of them to the, for drug tests. And I said, begging, people begging for peace. So, senior man, I'll be out for how you did. You'll come to you politely, bro. If I come as a friend. Your peace. Would you? how would you feel if your own friend, your own brother went home? They always call you brother. It's only when they're about to go home, their brother. When they're with babes, they used to insult you, call you dead guy. But when they're about to go home, say, bro, how would you feel? Listen to me, and they speak good English. Listen to me, bro. You get me here. How do you feel, if like your own brother went home for something that he didn't do? I'm like, bro, you literally smoked weed. What did you not do? Are you mad? you're smelling of weed now. What are you telling me? How do you feel, if your own brother went home for something that he did not do? Like what? Like the saying that he used hard drugs. Like, get, you're using hard drugs. What are you talking about? Like, say, bro, all I'm saying here, all right, is I needed to do me a favor, man. Just this is a bottle. Just help me pee in this bottle real quick. Pee in this bottle real quick. And I'll catch you. Why? Bro, I don't know. Seriously, man. Just bring out your dick. Put it inside this bottle. Screw your dick into this bottle and pee into it real quick. Like, bro, what about me? As in, my body, do I want to piss? Have you talked to my dick? Have you spoken to anybody? Like, this thing is not, it's not only me that makes the decision now. I have to discuss with my dick. That dick, do you want to piss? Are you feeling like urinating all this thing? I have to speak with the bottle to say, bottle, how far? You said, bro, you want your piss, you want drink piss. This day. Many people involved, not because of you, because you want to go home. Now, those guys, you can explain at the last minute. Listen, yeah. I'm just saying, because this is something that is just a matter of peace, man. Just peace. That's all, man. Peace, man. That's all. Peace, bro. Peace. I'm here. I don't want war. I just want peace, bro. You now go inside. You now peace for the guy because you're a good guy. Bring out your dick. If you feel they watch us the peace, you look your dick. Say, man, that's a small dick, but good peace. but good peace, bro. When I give them the peace, yeah, okay, thanks, man. Peace. And I go to the place for the testing. And I test the piece. It's okay. Let's test this guy's piece. I'll be fine. This guy is even worse than you. He doesn't do drugs. But this guy is a virgin and is a bastard. He needs to go home too. For being so single, he come here. Just tested this piece out. We figured out the person that he took this piece from is a dead guy. He died like about a few months ago. So that's the only beam.
So, right now, comedians, like many comedians right now, we have unemployed. Yeah. Like, so what can comedians
do? Like, do other works now. You have to do essential services.
To work on their act.
I don't know. My own way of this might be different from your way. Some people, they like to experience things. Do you get? People like to gossip. I like to discuss with people. But that's not very easy in the US because nobody wants to discuss with anybody. That's how you get scammed. You meet one guy now, the guy will say his name is Leonardo DiCaprio. When you meet him, it's Chukwudi in real life. But Chukwudi, why did you call yourself Leonardo on the phone? And I say, my brother. So many Nigerians are here. Like it's never, you try and mix Nigerians here, but most Nigerians here are trying to scam other Nigerians here. So, okay, but that was a different story. But the thing is, different people have different ways of developing their craft. Most comedians say that they always like to experience things, meet people, go out there. So this quarantine will really shut them out. Another alternative would be to read, because reading is like is like experiencing things. Some other people like, see the smoking weed and cocaine and all that drugs. So give them ideas. I don't know about that one, but for the people that use it, use drugs and alcohol to get their inspiration. To work on your craft, you actually have to perform. You actually have to be safe. You actually have to do the thing. You know. So this period is not, it's not good. It doesn't really favor. It only favors people that are writers. People that are able to. So you're just going to have a lot of material that you're not yet practiced yet. When the quarantine is over, hopefully, you will be able to go there and try out new things that you have.
They lifted the quarantine
in Texas. But then it's still almost like this one because a lot of people, nobody will come out now. Are you foolish? So because you say government say you can come out, you now come out. Have they cured coronavirus? Nobody, like people are still not coming out, did they? Yeah, I know that Nigeria.
But Nigeria, everybody's going out to Nigeria.
It's the.
Okay, so this one, it went past 1 hour. So last words, and do you have anything future project for your fans? You know, you are on 10K followers.
Yeah, because I'm not as active on social media as possible.
Yeah, you didn't post.
It's because like, the game in the US is way different from Nigeria, and I know I'm always the one starting things. I know eventually, all of people will now move to the US. It might be easy because someone has already walked the way.
Mm-hmm.
That was always
exactly.
That
was,
me. I have to figure it out. On my way, I have to see how the terrain is. I have to see how it goes, and you can't always be like. It's not as easy to be on social media as it is in Nigeria. Your time is your money here.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't give up too much of your time. Unless you're not going to have any money. Do you understand? And they don't need, and once you're working, you cannot be with your phone. Yeah. It's impossible to be with your phone. You can't be any money and be with your phone. You can't any job you get from the US, you can't be with your phone. That's, you know, just try and Google, try and check. Like, you actually have to account for your service. Journal. You can't even be on social media because they're tracking you. You're going to get fired at the end of the month.
Mm.
I don't know if you understand. Like, you go to browse and you're going to be foolish. Wow. You want to be. Yeah.
So you're actually working, like.
Of course not. Yeah, that's very funny.
That's a real job. Damn, that's what I'm saying now. If somebody in Nigeria, has a job, basically actually be at home.
And even if in Nigeria, having a job in Nigeria, you can be on your phone and work, you can do everything. You cannot even do anything the whole day. But this one, they've made it in such a way that you can't flex and you must be accountable for what you have done so far. You see, like this, unless you're just going to, and you know you're African, they're not playing with you. They're not going to smile with you like you're white. Any mess up you do is good.
Yeah.
So it's, you know.
So,
is it that?
So what plans do you have? What plans do you have? Like, projects for your guys?
Like, for now, it has to be them wedding gigs now. To like, I get. Because I'm discussing with a couple of guys that have this African radio thing. And they too, most of them are just like comfortable doing MCing gigs. They don't like having shows, except that, like big names like African Ape and Co. Do you understand? They don't like having shows because they think that once you have a show, you have to pay like tax and all that stuff now. You know, here everything you do, anything you do like that take that gets money, they're going to collect money from you. They're going to collect, so they don't want to do it. That make, I know many people don't have complete papers now. You can do show next day. You go back to Nigeria. Where?
Igri, what's the biggest gig you have done? The biggest gig that you killed. The biggest gig that you did that killed. Your maddest joke.
I can't tell you. Well, one of my best jokes back then was Pastor Building, but I don't even know anymore. I like Pastor Building a lot.
Okay, Pastor Building is funny.
I love Pastor
Bill
so much.
I don't know if you've asked Egwede this question though, but Egwede, have you been to comedy clubs over there? What was it?
Yeah, feel free asking.
Okay.
No, I've actually gone to one.
You said that
I'm trying to go to one. Okay. Year, so, do you guess? But I've not yet gotten
up onto like standing on stage. And with this whole quarantine, you can't happen anymore.
Yeah. But the one you went to, how was it like though?
No, it's just like a couple at the end, and it's not only comedy. It's not like our, it's not a more beast type of thing. It's like a lot of padding, a lot of things. It's a lot of acts. Okay. Call it acts. It's someone that is doing poetry, someone that might be painting. There's one guy that is a comedian, but his own comedy is acting. Like, I don't understand.
It's like that kind of AF thing, I mean. Like, have you been to AF? Like that kind of AF?
Yeah, something like that.
African.
So yeah, it's like an open mic. So you just. It's just a lot of bunch of people doing random stuff. It's not like a comedy atmosphere. But when it's time for comedy, they dim the lights, they make it, they try and give you your stage. Although most people are not paying attention. They're just here to chill with their babe. But if you're able to get their attention and all that, it's the basics, yeah.
Okay. It's the basic. Okay, man.
Tim, do you have any other question for Daniel? Daniel was telling me that, Daniel told me that things are easy now for us. Like then, that things like, yeah, then that, guys, there's one guy that's 7K.
Guy, ask him about 7K.
Yeah,
I think he
never told us. Because he was not trying to scare you. He wanted to scare you guys. Even because I was like your daddy now. He helped you guys.
Sure. Everybody? Yeah, so let me ask you this question. When did you know that you were funny? At what point did you know that? Like, can you hear me?
Yeah, when did I know that was funny?
Like, at what point did you know that, like, oh, I want to stand up?
I don't know, man. I loved the beat when I was in secondary school. Yeah, so, it's because I was already cracking jokes. Everybody already knew me. So that's even how when I came to see you, people just started giving me
gigs.
The same way when I came to the US, I just like put aside calling me jigger.
Do
you understand? It's like the thing fully. If you have done something somewhere, people are going to look for you. Do you understand? It's not sometimes I think I thought when I come to the US, I'm not going to continue. I'm just going to be like, whoa. When I go here, people say, okay, how far? We
have this, but,
Daniel, after our last episode, was love life. We spoke about love. Yan knows about love life as a comedian.
I'm very scared. I'm very scared of relationships. I swear. I'm always posing up single. Do you know the legit man? I hope this video gets someone that will marry. I'm scared of the reason I'm scared of relationships because I don't want to be with a person like I'm scared that girls will cheat because girls they always cheat. And the only thing is guys that cheat, but girls do cheat and they are so sick. The girl I was with now is you. I think it becomes a several of you. That girl, like one day I just opened that tablet and I saw her DMs. You know when you're heartbroken that you start saying wise words. Have you ever been wise because you're heartbroken? Like, all you be saying is just wise words. Like,
yes, guy.
Like you don't want to be wise. Wisdom. Wise. Anything. Someone will just ask you any question. They just ask you. You say something wise. You say, bro, how far today now? You say, man, God made today beautiful and fresh. Why time lasts? Do what you can. I'm like, I don't mean to.
You know what you can.
Do you have 2 barrels? I'll say stitching time saves 9. Make sure you're always prepared for. I'm like, bro, could they calm down now? What happened? Where have you gotten all this wisdom from? Like that heartbreak really got me. I go to talk to conductor. Go to reason with them. Do you know you can get a PhD? Do you know this is not the final step for you? Don't say heartbreak. Will change your life. That's the thing, and that's why I'm like, bro, I'm just looking at every girl, any girl that messaged me, I'll go and check on her. I'll be stuck, I'll check everything, I'll check who she's talking to, all the guys. Like, this guy is definitely finer than me, fuck it.
I need funny like, thing. No matter how
this guy that is tagged in a page is definitely better than me in life. I'm not dating this.
But the funny thing
with this guy.
But the thing about relationships is that, like, there's always going to be somebody that is better.
Better. So like, that's where I am now. Like, how am I going to not?
It's really messed up that people are like not faithful like that anymore, because you're not worried
about, in this our generation,
you're not meant to be worried about stuff like that, man. If you have somebody are down for each other, you should be down for each other, no matter what.
Our generation is too volatile. That's what I think, because it's not only the girls, because myself, I know I'm not a good person, because even when I was dating then, I was never, because I think God was punishing me for I was never faithful ever to anybody. Like, I tried to be faithful to one person. I said, okay, you, I care about you. Because of you, I'm going to try and stop. But dude, I started becoming popular and serious. The way you're popular and serious, girls will be talking to you and all that stuff. It wasn't easy for me. So,
guy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're fool to me. So
guys, that was the thing.
But now with the whole when things have calmed down now, Digga, and some girls are talking, I'm just looking, I'm like, okay, what is my guarantee that tomorrow Chris Brown will not come and meet you? And you will just say, all right, bye.
He's always there. That is always there.
And you know, because it's the explanation. Like, guy, Daniel, listen to me. This is Chris Brown. Come on.
If you wear my shoes, Daniel, what will you do?
Daniel, this is good for the both of us. Think about our relationship. I'm with Chris Brown. You are on the friend zone. Just think about it. This is good for your career too. What do you say? What is the probability that I would not, like, I will be with you and Idris Elba will not just come and meet you tomorrow, and you have to be with Idris Elba? Like,
yeah.
Me now,
I won't lie to you.
Me, that's career, me Daniel. Now, I would date Idris Elba tomorrow too. I myself would date. So if you're going to, like, if Idris Elba comes to you, you can't see. Before, when we were growing up, when my parents were growing up, there was nothing like this now. There was nothing like
this.
If you're with somebody, you're good to
be. I swear, you guys write letter.
That person.
Perfume the letter. Me lamb. My dearest.
Mm-hmm.
My dearest Alice.
Go to our compound.
I write this to you.
But me now.
I'm telling you, man. Those are.
For me now, I have to. For me, I have to.
Alice.
Be sure that, you know, so I talk to, and all the girls I'm meeting so far, they are all like, they're all so what's the word, free with everybody. Like, I need, if I'm going to marry someone, I want to marry like your mother.
Somebody
like
look your at mother.
Sorry, thank you very much. That's not social media. No, like, she's a mother. She's like that's why I always look at all these girls I see that looking on Instagram that I'm looking fine. I just try to talk to them, but once you start talking to someone that's looking and fine, the person becomes popular. I promise you. I promise you, you just start talking to the person, you're like, thank God you're fine. Nobody has seen you yet. Woo, this is gonna work. You're like, this is gonna work. Thank you, God. Just stay with me. Don't talk, don't shout, don't say anything. Just
let me just like
put your pictures looking. Like, get your 100. Get your 100 likes as you are just this next you just a simple saying a good day. I just love your relationship with this girl. Like, why do you love it? What happened? who told you? Next thing, you just asking your friends, you check our following, you see your guys, you see Zaki in our following. You see,
so people
bring up you start seeing
her followers, this thing down her
followers start boosting. Next thing, you just go to a different room and see random boys talking about, say, go, does this babe? He said, but she's single, die. He said, but she's not. Oh God, she's not single. We get stop. That's my issue. Any low-key girl that is fine now, she's going to become popular. Immediately you start dating her. And you know, because your friends have to talk to her now. Do you get? And your friends are not low-key people. Your friends are everywhere.
Yeah.
Once your friends talk to her, your friends start meeting everybody. Listen, she's a person. And now she has to make a decision. You know, once people that are low-key, they don't know how they will be when they become. Yeah, they'll not be like, you know what, you know this, things will not start getting to them. Do you know when you behave, you know you behave like a child sometimes. Before she was popular, before she had the 1,000 followers, she didn't know you were behaving like a child. But as soon as she starts getting likes and everything, she starts telling you about things that you didn't know that get to her in the relationship. Right here, So that's my reason for, you know, staying. I
promise. Okay. Man. Hey, really, thanks, man. I swear I learned a lot. And this was mad. Yeah, you made me laugh. No, Timmy, no, I beg, when I post this,
no fear.
Go and listen to it from the beginning. Guy, Timmy, you crack up. Yeah. Hey, really, thanks. I'm going to play Pastor Biodun right now. All right. Then let me just play that. So then we just close it. Chile, said your voice is always soprano.
I like it.
Thank you so much.